Captain Mike joins us now, and he returns from a freshwater fishing trip up in Arkansas on the White River. Mike, were you in that Bull Shoals area? Is that where you were?
That's exactly where we were, Don, fishing right below the Bull Shoals Dam in the White River.
Boy, that is a world-renowned location for trout. Tell us what you caught and how you caught them.
Well, our mornings started with a nice breakfast. All the guys would gather. There was eight of us. The Texas group that I've been fishing with for over 20 years invited me to go up on one of their excursions. They've invited me many times over the years, but I finally had some time and accepted their invitation. So, like I said, we would have breakfast, discuss a little strategy, talk some fishing, head down to the ramp, which was no more than a 10-minute drive. The guides had their boats there. They're kind of small jet drive boats. Each boat's about 20 foot long, kind of flat on the bottom because some of those areas isn't but 4 or 5 inches deep. And we would go either upriver or downriver. The guides knew certain areas they wanted to target. And we threw ultralight tackle. We fished inline spinners. And we caught a variety of fish drifting along with the current. It was quite different than anything I've done. I caught on to it fairly well. And very enjoyable time out there.
And it was a combination of rainbows and browns?
We caught rainbow trout, we caught brown trout, and there were a few cutthroat trout caught as well.
Yeah, that's a nice mix. Now, as you're drifting along there, are you trying to cast a structure or just as close to the bank as you can? Or how did you actually work the baits?
If you don't see any structure, you want to throw close to the bank and bring it back to you. It was sort of like we fish jigs in this area. You hop it a few times and pull it, let it fall. Just sort of an erratic retrieve to sort of draw attention to yourself. But if you did see like a big boulder or a rock breaking the current, then the fish would often hang out by those structures as well. And you would cast toward those to see if you could get a strike. A lot of fun. Different, but a lot of fun. Very relaxing. That's what several of the guys that I fished with, they said, you know, they've been fishing with me, some of them over 20 years. And they said, Mike, you certainly seem relaxed. And I said, well, I'm not working. I'm not making sure everything's taken care of for you guys. I'm just one of the guys, and everything's taken care of for me. So it was very relaxing. I enjoyed going, and hopefully they'll invite me again, and I'll take them up on it.
Well, I've witnessed your hook set on a redfish strike. Did that affect you fishing those trout? Did you have to kind of slow down on it a little bit?
Yeah, the ultralight rod really bends quite a bit. So, you know, I do have a bass fishing style of hook set. I always say I'm not trying to make friends with the fish, I'm trying to catch them. So light line, light drag, limber rod would sort of absorb some of that hook set. I didn't have any issues with any of my equipment. It's only 8-pound test, but the rod is quite forgiving and sort of helps you. It did take me a while to get the hang of trying to cast that light setup because it's just not what I've been doing for so many years. It took a bit to get the hang of casting it, and that little jig we were throwing couldn't have been more than a quarter ounce. Mm. So we got fair distance with it. You know, you're down in that river, you're in between valleys and rocks, not much wind at all, so you didn't have any wind to worry about trying to cast into. Enjoyable. I really enjoyed myself. Beautiful lodge up there. So looking forward to going back.
Very good. Mike, in the time we have left, what's your one big tip for somebody headed out to your area, Lake Catherine, Lake Pontchartrain, Biloxi Marsh today?
Well, fortunately, our local fish have been hanging out in the deeper areas, the deeper bayous with moving water, and those are areas are going to offer protection from the wind. So those areas, Unknown Pass, Wrigley's Pass, Chef Pass, Miller's Bayou, Catherine Pass, all of those areas are going to be protected from the wind, get up against the shoreline, cast out towards the middle. The marina's going to have good live bait. And if you can find areas where there's shells on the bottom, there'll be a variety of fish down there. Had a boat go out yesterday. He caught some black drum, some sheephead, a couple of redfish, a flounder, a few speckled trout. I think they caught a fair amount of white trout, but elected not to keep any. So there's fish there. What I don't know is if the water's gotten dirty overnight, because the wind's been pretty consistent. As usual, you'll want to find as much clean water as you can. It should be moving. So get out of the wind where you can feel that light bite, live bait on the bottom, and hopefully you'll catch some.
Good to have you back in state, Mike. Somebody wants to get a hold of you and talk fishing and tripping, tell them how to get you.
Very simple. You can reach me at DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. My website is AAofLA.com. We're on Facebook at Angling Adventures of Louisiana, or the reliable telephone, 985-781-7811.
All right. Thank you, Mike. We'll catch up with you next time.
All right, Don. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, here he goes, Captain Mike Gallo, our Born on the Bayou guy.